Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Could Mitch Trubisky have a breakout season in 2018? This is Dakota with Wednesday's Sports Notebook. Trubisky came into the league with high expectations as the number two overall pick. He started 12 games for the Chicago Bears in his first year in the league and led the team to a 4-8 record. His final stats were unimpressive, throwing for 2,100 yards, 7 touchdowns, and 7 interceptions. But there is reason to hope that Trubisky could emerge as a star. Sometimes it just takes a year for quarterbacks to get adjusted to the league. Jameis Winston and Marcus Mariota struggled as rookies, but are now both established starters. Jared Goff had a terrible rookie year and made the Pro Bowl as a sophomore. Carson Wentz was unimpressive as well, but was nearly named the MVP had he not torn his ACL. The Bears have also done an excellent job of upgrading his supporting cast. The team signed receivers Allen Robinson and Taylor Gabriel in free agency, both of whom have Pro Bowl potential. They also drafted receiver Anthony Miller and center James Daniels, both of whom could become starters for the Bears as rookies. Perhaps the Bears' most important move was bringing in Matt Nagy as head coach. He served as the Chiefs' quarterback coach under Andy Reid and helped lead the team to an offensive resurgence. Nagy himself is a quarterback, having spent a long career in the AFL. He should provide a fresh voice for Trubisky and will bring some new elements to the offense. Sometimes it just takes a change in leadership. Just look at what happened with Jared Goff. The Rams were terrible in 2016 with Jeff Fisher as coach, but have turned into one of the hottest teams in the league with Sean McVay. As Carolina fans know, Trubisky has superstar potential. With the pieces in place, it shouldn't be too long for the Tar Heel to turn into a franchise quarterback. This is Dakota Moyer. I'll see you tomorrow.